The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. No doubt you've heard country music icon Loretta Lynn has died. She was 90. The beloved singer and songwriter, whose seven-decade career broke down barriers for women in country music, she died at her home in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. In the 60s, Lynn's trailblazing country chart toppers established the model of the female country star as an independent woman who stands her ground against cheating men and no-good homewreckers with unflagging good-natured spirit. Lynn adapted her autobiographical 1970 hit, Coal Miner's Daughter, into a best-selling biography, which was later made into an Oscar-winning film. Her list of hit country songs is a long one, and she wrote most of them. Loretta Lynn, dead at 90. Netflix isn't getting a lot of love from a historian regarding the movie Blonde. Scott Fortner, who owns the world's largest private collection of Marilyn Monroe's personal possessions and is considered an expert on Monroe's life. He says the film is the definition of exploitation and is a fairy tale that straddles a very thin line between actual events in Marilyn's life and the false narrative the biographer fabricated for her novel. Marilyn Monroe died in 1962 at the age of 36. And Beatles drummer Ringo Starr is tested positive for COVID-19, prompting him and his all-star band to cancel several shows in Canada and the Midwest. No word on when the concerts will be rescheduled, but it appears that the band's West Coast tour will go on as planned. WRAL's Go Ask Mom is out with a list highlighting what it feels are some of Raleigh's best attractions. I don't know if the listing is in any particular order, so here we go. It's been open since the 1880s, so it's no wonder Pullen Park made the listing. It's the first public park in the state. It covers more than 60 acres in West Raleigh. Next up, the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences in downtown Raleigh, which is considered one of the best free attractions in the state. There's a lot to learn about science and nature within those walls. Historic Yates Mill County Pond has also made the list. Not a surprise, really, with its beauty, serenity, and walking trails. It's the only water-powered grist mill in Wake County, and it's on the National Register of Historic Places. The North Carolina Museum of Art is definitely an attraction, with the beauty of all the art behind those walls, but the art doesn't stop there. There's plenty of art to enjoy in the park surrounding the museum. How about Umstead State Park near the airport? The park covers almost 6,000 acres and is one of 34 state parks. There's hiking, biking, paddling, fishing, picnic shelters, and for campers, cabins and shower facilities. Marble's Kids Museum in downtown Raleigh packs the kiddies in, especially on weekends. You'll find plenty of interactive and fun educational exhibits like science, technology, arts, and math. Spent many an hour there with the grandchildren. Have you had a chance to visit the J.C. Ralston Arboretum? Flowers and plants galore. The Arboretum grounds cover only about 10 acres near the state fairgrounds, but there's so much to see and enjoy. Most of the time, you'll spot a few photographers and a bride and groom here and there posing for some of their wedding pictures. Cam Raleigh is another attraction for art lovers. Displays are the work of artists with regional, national, and international recognition, with exhibits that are temporary and no permanent ones. This contemporary art gallery is near Raleigh's Union train station. And some other attractions around the state, of course, you've got the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Here's their list for the next few weeks. Thursday, October 20th, Lizzo, the special tour. Monday, October 24th, WWE Monday Night Raw. Friday, October 28th, it's Greta Van Fleet, Dreams in Gold Tour. Sunday, November 20th, Hillsong United plus Chris Tomlin. Thursday, December 1st, Sebastian Maniscalco. What a funny man. Nobody does this tour. Tuesday, December 6th, Daddy Yankee. And Saturday, December 10th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve. Then, of course, in the middle of the state, Greensboro Coliseum. The rundown, Thursday, October 13th, Frankie Beverly and Maze. Saturday and Sunday, October 15 and 16, Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow Party. Saturday, October 22nd, Casting Crowns, the Healer Tour. Sunday, October 23rd, Christian Nodal. Tuesday, October 25th, Iron Maiden, Legacy of the Beast World Tour. Saturday, November 12th, Groupe Fermé. Friday, November 18th, We Outside Comedy Tour. Wednesday, November 23rd, Los Angeles Azules. Thursday through Sunday, December 1st through the 4th, Disney on Ice, performing Frozen and Encanto. Sunday, December 11th, for King and Country, A Drummer Boy Christmas. Saturday, December 17th, Pentatonix, A Christmas Spectacular with special guest Girl Named Tom. And then Wednesday, December 28th, WWE Live Holiday Tour. Then coming up early 2023, almost said 1923, Blake Shelton coming in February, Bruce Springsteen in late March. Events closer to home, Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex, their classical concert series, all performances on Sundays starting at 3s. Sundays at 3. There we go. November 20th, that's pianist Anatoly Larkin. And other performances are scheduled for January 22nd and March 19th. Also on the schedule from Infinity Ballet, Hansel and Gretel in November, and Dances of the Nutcracker in early December. Also in December, Tiny Tim's Christmas and Secret Santa, the musical, A Choir Room Christmas. That's all at the Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex. In Clayton, Friday, October 14th, it's Kathy Mattea and Susie Baucus, Together at Last Tour. Saturday, November 5th, The Joshua Show, described as a modern-day Mr. Rogers with hipster appeal. The Joshua Show inspires us to spread kindness, joy, and love in an attempt to make the world a happier place to live. That show is at 2 p.m. Saturday, November 19th, the Clayton Center, the Karen's Comedy with Karen Morgan and Karen Mills. And then coming up in early December, Heather Land Live, A comedian, author, and singer, Heather Land tells it like it is with sarcasm and southern charm. And December 9th at 7:30. Next up, Carrie. Friday and Saturday, November 4th and 5th, it'll be here before you know it, Old North State Storytelling Festival events are held at the Carey Theater. Performances start Friday at 7, then three shows on Saturday, 10 a.m., 1:30, and then again at 7. All right, the Marvelous Music Main Stage Series held at the Carey Arts Center. All programs start at 7:30, unless noted. Saturday, October 15th, is Julie Fowlis, a multi-award-winning Gaelic singer who is deeply influenced by her Scottish roots. She will forever be recognized for singing the theme song to Disney Pixar's animated film, Brave. Friday, November 18th, Sons of Serendip. The group creates beautiful music through the use of harp, piano, cello, and voice. Saturday, March 18th, Take 3. With a flair for the wild and unexpected, the genre-defying trio brings the refinement of a rigorous classical music background and infuses it with rock star charisma. Friday, April 21st, Croce plays Croce. A.J. Croce performs a special night of music featuring a complete set of classics by his late father, Jim Croce. Saturday, May 20th, Marvelous Music Main Stage Series, Reese Palmer. Her gift lies in reaching across all musical boundaries. While she made her mark in country music, she is equally at home in R&B music, bringing the entire spectrum of popular music to bear on music she calls Southern Soul. Also in Carey, the Marvelous Music Family Series. And we've got three dates. Saturday, October 22nd, Aggregate Theater Company presents Giselle LaTrent, the Gazellephant. Friday and Saturday, December 16th, Carey Ballet Company presents The Nutcracker Suite. And then Saturday, April 15th, Bright Star Touring Theater presents The Little Mermaid. In Holly Springs at the Community's Cultural Center, Friday, October 14th, Clean Comedy Series featuring Marty Simpson. Marty's comedy has been featured on ESPN, BET, Nickelodeon, and his award-winning special, Clean If It Kills Me, is available to stream on multiple platforms. And his Dry Bar Comedy special can be seen at drybarcomedy.com/coach. Saturday, October 29th, it is Holly Fest. This annual family-friendly event celebrates Holly Springs and all the people, places, and services that make the community a great place to be. This is a free event and is a holiday or a Holly Springs tradition. It's 10 to 4 at Sugg Farm at Bass Lake. That, again, is Saturday, October 29th. Friday, November 4th, Clean Comedy Series featuring Michelle Miller. Michelle is a North Carolinian, but her talent has taken her around the world. Her southern roots still remain strong. Saturday, November 12th, Stephen Freeman as Elvis. Stephen has written, produced, and starred in two plays about the life of Elvis. Stephen and his Tribute to Elvis band have opened for Charlie Daniels and Lee Bryce, and in 2009, Stephen won the Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Contest at Harris Casino, Cherokee Casino. Okay, Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. Here's their rundown for the next few weeks. Wednesday, October 12th, it's Wardrunna. It's a Norwegian music group. Saturday, October 15th, Diana Krall, Grammy Award-winning and multi-platinum jazz singer. Sunday, October 16th, Steve Martin and Martin Short. That's almost all you have to say about it. It's going to be funny. It is funny. You won't believe what they look like today. Tour. Tuesday through Sunday, October 18th through the 23rd, Annie, holding on to hope when times are tough, can take an awful lot of determination. And sometimes an awful lot of determination comes in a surprisingly small package. Little Orphan Annie. Monday, October 24th, it's Daniel Howell. Daniel is back, as stressed and depressingly dressed as ever, with his epic new solo comedy stage show, We're All Doomed. Thursday, October 22nd, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons at DPAC. Of course, Frankie Valli rose to fame in 1962 as the lead singer of the Four Seasons. How about that? Now, of course, almost everybody knows who Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons happen to be. Okay, Friday, October 8th, Marcus Mumford with special guest The A's. Of course, Marcus is a founding member of Mumford & Sons, which has topped the Billboard 200 with three of its four studio albums. Also coming up at DPAC, Saturday, October 29th, Jonathan Van Ness. Sunday, October 30th, Straight No Chaser, the 25th anniversary celebration. Tuesday through Sunday, November 1st through the 16th. I may have that a little off. Dear Evan Hansen, Tony Award-winning Best Musical. Thursday, November 10th, Disney Junior live on tour, Costume Palooza. Friday, November 11th, Lewis Black, Off the Rails. Saturday, November 12th, Randy Rainbow, The Pink Glasses Tour. Tuesday, November 15th through Sunday, November 20th, it's Hairspray. Tuesday and Wednesday, November 22nd and 23rd, Harry Connick Jr., a holiday celebration. Saturday, November 26th, Mannheim Steamroller Christmas. Tuesday, November 29th through Sunday, December 4th, Elf, the Broadway musical. And that's a little bit of what's coming up at Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. All right, checking out Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, now through Sunday, October 16th, Sister Act from North Carolina Theater. After witnessing a murder, a divine disco diva is put into protective custody in the one place the cops thought she surely wouldn't be found, a convent with a crumbling choir of nuns. This is at Memorial Auditorium. October 13th through the 30th, Dracula from Carolina Ballet. Dracula and the Red Death return to the stage for Halloween. Lynn Taylor Corbett's Dracula is based, of course, on a fascination with Dracula from childhood. That's when they saw Bela Lugosi, his version of the film. Friday, October 14th, Friday favorites, Beethoven Symphony No. 3, Eroica, North Carolina Symphony. Friday favorites is a noon performance at Maymandy Concert Hall. The Beethoven Symphony No. 3, also Friday evening for another performance of No. 3, Eroica, also at Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday, October 21st, Chris D'Elia Live. Chris has become one of the most in-demand performers in comedy. His highly successful podcast, Congratulations with Chris D'Elia has been a mainstay on iTunes comedy podcast charts since its debut in 2017. Friday and Saturday, October 21st and 22nd, Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 2 from the North Carolina Symphony. It's at May Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday, October 22nd, Chavo Rucos. Join Adrian Uribe and Adal Ramones together for the first time in the Chavo Rucos Tour. This fun comedy show combines the best of two great personalities. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, October 23rd, and it takes a while just to get through the performance name. It's from Weird Al Yankovic. The unfortunate return of the ridiculously self-indulgent, ill-advised vanity tour. Special guest, Emo Phillips. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall. Also on Sunday, October 23rd, Deep Greenwood, The Hidden Truth of Black Wall Street. This stage play is a fact-based story from the early 1900s that will stir up different emotions and create lasting memories. During the time when racism thrived and segregation was law, two men by the name of O.W. Gurley and J.B. Stratford came together with a plan to start an all-black business district and community in Tulsa, Oklahoma. While black businesses thrived, many black people considered Tulsa the promised land until one night in 1921. This play will challenge everything you thought you knew and shine a light on the real, uncut truth about the Tulsa Race Massacre of 1921, one of the deadliest, untold, and unforgettable massacres in American history. And that is being performed at Memorial Auditorium. Monday and Tuesday, October 24 and 25, Blue Man Group. More than 35 million people around the world have experienced the smash hit phenomenon that is Blue Man. It's everything you know and love about the Blue Man Group: signature drumming, colorful moments of creativity, and a little bit of quirky comedy. It's all at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, October 28th, it is Dropkick Murphys' This Machine Theater Tour. They will be playing songs from their new album, This Machine Still Kills Fascists, plus all your Dropkick Murphy favorite tunes. This is at Memorial Auditorium. October 28th and 29th, the music of Harry Potter. This is from the North Carolina Symphony. Friday, November 4th, Monica and Friends. Grammy Award-winning and multi-platinum artist Monica live in concert performing her classic hits that will have you singing all night long. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Okay, Carolina Theater. Here's the lineup. Wednesday, October 12th, Craig Ferguson, the Fancy Rascal Tour. Thursday, October 13th, Here Come the Mummies, the Pyramid Scream Tour. Saturday, October 15th, Pierce Freelon, Black to the Future. That's a family Saturday series, and it starts at 11 a.m. Then we've got Saturday, October 15th at 7:30 and Monday, October 17th at 11 a.m. for A Walk in August. This is part of the Arts Discovery series. Wednesday, October 19th, Joe Satriani, Earth Tour. The guitarist challenged himself to create a new standard for instrumental guitar albums to be measured against. one which would work from a new platform of his own design. Friday, October 21st, the Wallflowers. Saturday, October 22nd, Brent Cobb and Hayes Carl Getting Together Tour. Sunday, October 23rd, Rumors of Fleetwood Mac. Monday, October 24th, Josh Gates Live. Tuesday, October 25th, The Emperor's New Clothes. The classic fable is brought to life in this Hans Christian Andersen story of greed and privilege. When it comes to fashion, well, everything, this emperor knows it all, as so he thinks, anyway. A charlatan decides to profit from his bombast. He persuades the emperor that he has the world's most exquisite fabric. The emperor pays the tailor a fortune, but when he goes to inspect his dazzling new wardrobe, the con artist offers a clever trick that ultimately shows the foolishness brought on by the emperor's so-called sophistication. This is part of the Arts Discovery series, and there are two performances on Tuesday, October 25th, 9:45 a.m., and 11:20 a.m. Thursday, October 27th, Dance Theater of Harlem. Now in its sixth decade, Dance Theater of Harlem is a leading dance institution of unparalleled global acclaim, encompassing a professional touring company, a leading studio school, and a national and international education and community outreach program. Each component of Dance Theater of Harlem carries a solid commitment towards enriching the lives of young people and adults around the world. Two performances, 11 a.m. and again at 8 p.m., and this program is part of the Arts Discovery Educational Series. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.